So, Lissa, I understand that you selected the musical Honk for this fall.
I didn't really select it. I suggested it.
You suggested it. So, so how come? Why did you suggest this musical?
Because I thought it was cute, actually, and I knew that it was family-friendly. We haven't really done a family-friendly show in a while, and I wanted my daughter to be able to come and see it, so did that. I also knew that it was something we could do, you know, a lot of different things with in terms of design and whatnot.
How closely does it follow the fairy tale?
It's very close to the fairy tale in terms of the way Hans Christian Andersen wrote it. So, of course, he didn't write really cute little songs.
Honk!
If they knew just how dearly I would love to
honk!
But it's true, I'm a bird who seems to lack the knack.
You've remarked that this is the hardest musical you've ever put together.
Just about. I mean, it's the hardest one I've done since Jesus Christ Superstar. And that was kind of a surprise for me. Because when you read it, it's like, oh, okay, this is sweet. This is cute. This is this. This is that. And then you get it up on its feet and you're like, oh, my God. The music is beautiful. It's very, very dancey, and there's a song almost constantly. So there's very little scene work and whatnot. So I've been put to task, let's just put it that way. But I think it's looking okay.
Randall, what about the music is attractive to you for this show?
Well, I'll be honest. When I first heard the show, I heard a recording of it that was kind of, shall I say, countrified. Mm-hmm. And so it was not as attractive to me at first. But when we started looking into it, it's really first-rate construction. You've got a good number of solos. You've got a good number of ensemble pieces. And they work together to form a structure that really hangs together beautifully. And as Lissa said, some of the music is dancey. Some of the music is absolutely gorgeous. You stop at the end of one piece called the Elegy, and you just don't breathe for a moment. It speaks to the soul of the individual. It speaks earnestly about Ugly and his journey and where he is at this moment of crisis. And you wouldn't think a piece that strikes you as primarily country upon first hearing is going to have this absolute gorgeous choral texture. But it does, and it comes across as just the perfect piece at the perfect time. And you feel, oh my goodness, what just happened? So it speaks to the emotional part of each individual.
Tonight the ugly duckling sleeps beneath an angel's wing.
And Todd, as the conductor, what's your biggest challenge with this show?
My biggest challenge with the show is catching all the tempo changes. And for the musicians in the pit, that becomes catching the tempo changes and as well catching all of the key changes and the modulations. There are some devilish turns there. In all seriousness, the other night, one of the students looked at me and said, you realize there are 6 key changes in 32 bars here. And I said, yes. And it has really been a challenge. And stylistically, something is changing all the time. So, you know, Randy alluded earlier to the fact that it was the first recording he'd heard was kind of a countrified version. But, I mean, this thing runs the gamut from bossa nova to Broadway swing to funk. And the other thing that I want to stress, yes, it is a child-friendly show and all that, but I have found myself howling at the lyrics I mean, it's really well done stuff.
Well, and those changes that we're talking about, the tempo changes and the key changes, each one of those corresponds to something either that's going on stage or something that's going on inside the character. I mean, it's a brilliantly constructed show.
Now, Lissa, whenever you first encountered this show, now hearing the musicians discuss it, did you know what you were getting into whenever we based on this description?
I had seen scenes from the show. I never saw the whole show. And my students brought it to me and I'd listened to it. And so I've known about it since pretty much it was on the West End. But what they're talking about musically, I have to match on stage. So that's part of the thing why I'm saying it's so complex. It's like I have to do all those different types of dances and movements. So, you know, usually when you've got a hip-hop show, you need to learn hip-hop. Mm-hmm. And I've had to learn, and Tori Keeling, our choreographer, has had to learn so many different styles. Did I know that?
Yeah.
No. but I love the show. I think I've had a great time working on the show. I've worked, but I've had a great time working on the show because I've learned a lot. And it is funny. And the lyrics, there's a lot of double entendre going on. So there's lots of stuff that the parents are going to be able to go, ooh. And the kids won't. It will be over the kids' head. But it's really funny.
Todd, has this musical affected the way that you look at the original fairy tale?
I would say it has. Because, I mean, not having children of my own, so I've been out of that market, you know, for a while. Mm-hmm. But it's been really nice, and I think the message behind the show is terrific. I think that's going to be something that everybody can take away from that.
And Randall, this is another kind of an abstract question, but why does this need to be shown in Murray?
I think it needs to be shown everywhere. Actually, you've got an individual that is different. But in this case, different is absolutely wonderful. And part of it, the actor that we have playing Ugly, T.J. Lewis, is just the most delightful, wholesome, wonderful person you can imagine, and that just beams from the stage. And this is the individual that's being ridiculed for most of his life. And eventually he finds that he really has wonderful characteristics that he didn't know he had. It took someone coming from the outside and really noticing what he was. And through that, he discovered that he really had great worth. And when that happens, then everyone sees it. And that message is universal. It's needed everywhere. It's needed in Murray. It's also needed in Washington, D.C. right now.
That's true.
Well, Honk, the musical shows at MSU's Johnson Theater Thursday through Friday at 7:30 and a Sunday matinee at 2:30. I've been speaking with musical director Randall Black, stage director Lissa Graham-Schneider, and conductor Todd Hill about the production. Thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
Thank you.